on this auspicious occasion during the holy month of Kartik, at the conclusion of our Vrindavan Yatra, we will accept the instructions of our Sampradaya Acharya, Srila Rupa Goswami, on top of our heads with gratitude and humility. Sri Shyama Kund is Krishna, who has melted in his ecstatic love for his eternal consort Sri Radharani in the form of Sri Shyama Kund. Sri Radha Kund is Srimati Radharani herself, who has melted into the form of Sri Radha Kund in her ecstasy of love for Sri Krishna. This subject matter is the ultimate spiritual concept. In fact, it is the highest principle and the highest abode of the spiritual world. Lord Sri Krishna himself has personally acclaimed that Sri Radha Kund is none different than Sri Radharani and is as dear to him as Srimati Radharani. And anyone who bathes in the most holy of all holy waters of Sri Radha Kund will be blessed with the love of Srimati Radharani. Do we have qualification to be here? Do we have qualification at all to even see Sri Shyama Kund or Radha Kund? If we feel we do, that is our great misfortune and misconception. Do we have even the slightest qualification to touch these waters, what to speak of submerge our bodies in the liquid form of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna? The most profound acharyas of all history, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, but to speak of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, they worshipped Sri Radha Kund and Shyama Kund as the holiest of all holy places. By the mercy of our beloved Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, by the blessings of the Vaishnavas who are following his footsteps, we are being granted causeless mercy to come here and take the instruction of Rupa Goswami into our hearts, to bathe in Sri Radha Kund and Shyama Kund. What does it mean to bathe in Shyama Kund and Radha Kund? Srila Rupa Goswami describes in his Upadeshamrita the whole process by which we become spiritually purified. To bathe is not only the matter of placing the body into these holy waters, but it is submerging our consciousness utterly in the humble prayer for Sri Radharani and Sri Krishna's mercy. To bathe in Shama Kund and Radha Kund is an act which should express our inner heart's desire to surrender our lives to the process of devotional service, to submerge our very existence in the love and service of Sri Sri Radha Krishna and their associates. But some of us in our state of consciousness, we are not even able to adjust our minds to that conception. Thus we approach Sri Radha Kund and Shama Kund, falling into an ocean of humility, begging in a prayerful mind, begging Sri Radharani, Lord Sri Krishna, Sri Guru and Gauranga, for their causeless mercy, to engage us eternally in the service of the service of the servant, as the servant of the servant of their servants, begging for a pure heart free of ego, begging to taste the drop of pure love and devotion. Lord Chaitanya taught us that the chanting of the holy names can grant us all of these benedictions. In our bath in Sri Radha Kund and Sri Shama Kund, let us be very sincere, very prayerful, begging for a taste to chant the holy names, begging for the eternal service of the Lord and His devotees. If we can bathe in Sri Radha Kund and Shama Kund in this prayerful consciousness, appealing for pure devotion, then by the mercy of Sri Sri Radha and Sham Sundar, our prayer would certainly be fulfilled. Sri Shama Kund, Sri Radha Kund ki jai.
So, Aristasura, in the form of a terrible, terrible bull, who is larger than a huge mountain, whose hump on his back was hovering in the clouds, he came rushing into Vrindavan in great anger. His eyes were red, practically fire coming out of his nostrils. And as he was galloping, the whole earth was shaking, and there was earthquakes taking place. Pregnant women and cows were having miscarriages out of fear. As he came galloping in, Shyam Sundar prepared himself. He stood very graciously with his arm very casually leaning against the shoulder of one of his friends and challenged Aristasura for fight. When Aristasura came, he put his horns down and with all of his strength and might, he came running, charging toward Krishna. Krishna simply grabbed him by the horns and threw him a great distance. Aristasura came to the ground with a great crash, losing consciousness. But as soon as he awakened again, he was more furious than ever, and again he charged at Krishna with the ambition of destroying all the residents of Vrindavan. And Krishna very graciously, gracefully, took him by the horns, flipped him over, and with his beautiful lotus feet began to kick him, and as he kicked him, He kicked the life out of this demon who rolled on his back, began to kick his legs violently past stool and urine vial simultaneously, and died. Shri Bhagavan Krishna Ki! And the demigods were so grateful they began to shower flowers. And all the cowherd boys exclaimed, well done, well done. So this place is called Arishtagram. This is the place where Krishna killed Aristasura. But when Krishna came to meet the gopis here at Govardhan, the gopis headed by Sri Radharani exclaimed that we will not play with you. In fact, you cannot even touch us because you have been contaminated by the sin of killing a bull. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. Your praise as the protector of the cows, and you have killed a male cow. Krishna said, but this bull was a demon. He had come to destroy us all. Whatever you may say, still, he was a bull, and it is sinful to kill a bull. So we will not play with you. We will not have ras with you. So Krishna asked, well, what is it that I must do to cleanse myself so that I am eligible to have your association? And Srimati Radharani said that you must go to all the holy rivers and all the holy places and take your bath. Krishna said, yes, that I can do. And he came just to the right of where we are sitting, and he put his heel in the ground and slightly dug a hole. And then he called all the holy rivers and all the holy places in the entire universe, and they all immediately appeared in their personified forms. And they began to offer prayers to Sri Krishna. And Sri Krishna said, the kund that I have just dug with the foot, with my foot, fill it with all your sacred waters and all your holy places. So all the holy places and rivers and oceans in the universe filled this kund, and it became Shama Kund. And then Krishna took his bath. And then he said to Sri Radhikarani and the gopis that now you are contaminated because you sided with a demon. Now you must take your bath in all the holy rivers. Evil. So Radharani and her sakis, gopis, they began to dig with their bangles. They broke them and began to dig a beautiful little hole, kund. And then thousands and thousands and thousands of gopis stood in line from here all the way to Manasi Ganga. And they began to pass the waters because the Ganges and the holy rivers are in Manasi Ganga, and they began to pass them. But Lord Sri Krishna, who always worships the love of Srimati Radharani, could not tolerate seeing her and her friends endeavoring even one drop of perspiration on the foot of Srimati Radhika is unbearable for Krishna to withstand seeing. So he indicated to the holy rivers in his kund, and the personification of all holy places came before Srimati Radharani. And in great love, with tears in his eyes, he begged Srimati Radharani, please be merciful and kind to us and allow us to fill your kund with our waters. Srimati Radharani, casting a sidelong glance at the beautiful face of Krishna, she consented. With her blessings, the water from Shama Kund flooded over to fill Sri Radha Kund. And then Srimati Radharani and her friends, they took bath in Sri Radha Kund. And when Krishna saw this, he was so pleased, he exclaimed that this Radha Kund is the most sacred and the most precious of all places, because this Radha Kund is as dear to me as Srimati Radharani herself. And the same love of the heart of Srimati Radharani has filled this kund called Radha Kund. And from that time on, the most beautiful confidential leelas of Sri Radha Krishna would take place here at Radha Kund. The summit, the highest point of Madhurya Leela, is enacted only in one place, and that is here at Sri Radha Kund. Haribo.
Haribo.
Jai Jai
Sri Radha.
We discussed last night of the appearance of Sri Radha Kund and its supreme most exalted place in the hearts of all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And of course, its supreme most exalted place in the hearts of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. As the centuries pass by, the exact location of Sri Radha Kund was forgotten. Although in the Vedic scriptures, especially the Padma Purana, as well as in the tradition of teachings in the great disciplic successions, the glories of Radha Kund were never forgotten. So when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan, he was especially anxious to locate Radha Kund and Shama Kund. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is beautifully explained how Lord Chaitanya was always aspiring to come to the holy land of Vrindavan. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, we were explaining, when he first accepted initiation from Ishwarapuri in Gaya, he left all of his associates and secretly began running to Vrindavan. But then a celestial voice in the sky reminded him that, O Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You have descended especially to disseminate the Yuga Dharma of the congregational chanting of the holy name. So first you go back to Navadvip and spread the glories of Harinam Sankirtan, and then at a later time you come to Vrindavan. So he went to Navadvip. And then after he took sannyas and left all of his beloved associates, including his own mother and wife, in Katwa, immediately sprung within his heart the great longing to come to Vrindavan. So he started traveling through the forest, dancing and chanting. But of course we know that Lord Nityananda understood the Lord's heart, that to please his devotees, he's willing to sacrifice all of his own desires, because that is ultimately his desire, to please his pure devotees. So Nityananda Prabhu, through so many means, diverted his path back to his devotees in Santipur. And then by the request of Sachi Devi, his mother, She explained, "If you go to Vrindavan, my son, I will never hear from you or see you again. But Jagannath Puri is the place of Lord Jagannath. It is not different than Vrindavan. But it is so close, I will receive news from you." So on the request of his beloved mother, Sachi Devi, who was none other than Yashoda Mai in Sri Krishna's Leela, he resided in Jagannath Puri. And for many years, he was endeavoring to go to Vrindavan. But his associates, fearing that if he came to Vrindavan, he may never return, they in every way possible were postponing his trip, because he would not do anything or go anywhere without the blessings of the Vaishnavas. Such a glorious lesson this is, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he is the Supreme Truth, in the role of a devotee, he would not partake of any major undertaking in his life without first receiving the blessings of the Vaishnavas, the devotees of the Lord. So they would postpone. "You can go, we cannot stop you, but why do you not wait until after Ratha Yatra? After Ratha Yatra. Why you not wait until after Janmashtami? After Janmashtami. You please wait until after Sarat Purnima, Govardhan Puja. We should wait until after Dola Yatra, Holi. You should wait until after Ram Navami. Soon. You should wait until after Ratha Yatra." So this went on for some years. Finally, the Lord expressed how deeply he was longing to see the beauty of the Vrindavan forest and to experience the atmosphere. So he began to leave. Actually, the first time he attempted to leave, everyone followed behind him. There were literally millions and millions and millions of people wherever he went. Every place he put his foot and left his foot dust print, people would thousands of people would take that dust. And in this way, there were just holes being dug wherever he stepped in the road. But Sanatana Goswami, when he first met him in Kanai Natashala, Ramakeli, he explained that "You should not go with so many people, my lord, because you will not be able to appreciate Vrindavan with so many millions of people. Better you just go yourself or with one other." So Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri. And finally, when he had the blessings of his devotees, he and his servant and one other assistant, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, they began to travel to Vrindavan. And it is explained that as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking through the forest paths, the ecstasy of his heart was increasing thousands of times. While walking through the forest paths, in the mood of giving the love of Vrindavan to all living beings, he induced the tigers and the deer and the elephants and the snakes and the rhinoceros and each and every blade of grass and every tree and every flower to chant the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Krishna, Krishna. And bestowed upon all living beings in the Jharikhanda forest the love of Vrindavan.
And when he went through villages of people, sometimes very low-class criminals by caste, he induced them to all take the name of Krishna and bestowed upon them all the love of Vrindavan. When he came to Mathura, the ecstasy of his love multiplied by thousands of times greater. It describes in Bhakti Ratnakara that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived, he first came to Mahavan, then he came to Ravala, then he came to Mathura. He bathed in Vishram Ghat. He stayed with the Sanodiya Brahman. He saw the beauty of the Adi Keshav deity. And there he began to dance and chant. And as he was leading the Sankirtan, all the residents of Mathura could understand that Lord Sri Krishna has returned again in this beautiful love, in this beautiful golden form, just to distribute the love that everyone is hankering and aspiring for in life. Krishna Bhakti. Then Mahaprabhu traveled through all the 12 forests of Vrindavan. And Kaviraj Goswami explains that the ecstasy of his love increased unlimitedly. And when he came to Govardhan Hill, when he first saw the first stone of Sri Giriraj, he immediately embraced it and began to weep and cry in great love, bathing the Shila with his tears. But in his heart, he was seeking that holiest of all holy places, Sri Shyamakund and Sri Radhakund. And he was inquiring from the local devotees and Vrijvasis. But all of them, they responded that we do not know where is this Radhakund and Shyamakund. But in the scriptures it is explained the story, how it is in the area where Krishna killed Arishtasura. At that time, this particular location was called Arishtagram. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here, and in his heart of hearts, we can understand how intense his eagerness was to reveal to the world this holiest of all holy places. And then he saw two little reservoirs of water in paddy fields beside one another. And Lord Chaitanya, who is Radha and Krishna, who is the knower of everything, understood that this is Shyamakund and this is Radhakund. One may ask, why is it that he was searching if he knows everything, past, present, and future? But this is his lila. Because the transcendental bhava or ecstasy of separation increases the happiness of meeting. So the Lord, who is Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna in one form, is eternally creating various wonderful lila within himself only to increase his own ecstasies of love. And also, the Lord in the form of a devotee wanted to show the world how much anxious he was to reveal this holy place. So he bowed down with great humility and offered loving prayers to Sri Shyamakund and Sri Radhakund, those prayers we recited last night. And then he took his bath. And after taking bath, he took the mud of Sri Radhakund and he decorated his beautiful golden body with tilak. and he revealed to the world that this Radha Kund is as dear to Krishna as Srimati Radharani herself, and that anyone in the proper devotional consciousness who bathes in this sacred lake will be given by the grace of Srimati Radharani a love of the same nature as her own. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri, he instructed the six Goswamis to come to Vrindavan, especially to perform his work. Lord Chaitanya told Srila Sanatana Goswami that you want to give up your life, but your life belongs to me. You cannot destroy another's property. I have much service that I want to perform through you. And one of those instructions that he gave Sanatana was to excavate the places of pilgrimage in Vrindavan and to reveal them to the world. This is his mission for all of the six Goswamis. Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, personally gave him a place of residence near Govardhan Hill. When Lord Chaitanya gave him his own personal Govardhan Shila that he worshipped with great love, he explained, Raghunath understood that he has given me residence near Govardhan Hill. So Raghunath Das Goswami, by the will of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, came here to reside on the banks of Sri Radha Kund. He is the Prayojana Guru. He is the Guru that reveals the highest state of ecstatic love, the love of the gopis in the mood of Madhurya Ras in Vrindavan. And our acharyas, they warn that ordinary devotees, and even advanced devotees, it is not recommended that they live on the banks of Radha Kund. Better that they live near Govardhan and simply long and aspire for that ultimate perfection of life where they are qualified to live on the banks of Radha Kund, to be a part of the most confidential pastimes of the Lord. But Raghunath Das Goswami, by the will of Mahaprabhu, was revealing this highest principle of Braj Bhakti. So by the will of the Lord, he took residence here. While he was living at Radha Kund, it is explained he lived a very simple life, simply living under various trees, drinking the water, taking his bath, offering thousands of obeisances to the devotees, thousands of obeisances to the deities, chanting at least 2 lakhs of the names of Radha and Krishna every day, always immersed in divine remembrance of Radha and Krishna. Raghunath Das Goswami was thinking that this Radha Kund and Shama Kund, it was actually awakened in his heart. They are very small little ponds. They should be excavated into beautiful kunds so that pilgrims could come and receive the greatest benefit. But Raghunath, although he was son of multi-millionaire, he renounced everything, and he had absolutely no wealth, nor did he aspire for any wealth. But he had this desire in his heart. And purity is the force. Krishna knows the desire of his intimate associates. So it is explained that one devotee went to the Himalayas on pilgrimage to Badrinath, Badrikashram. He was a very wealthy man. And he was planning to give a very large, large donation for the temple of Badrinath. But while he was resting at night, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, appeared to him and told him that you should take your big deposit of money and you should go to Vrindavan and find the place called Radhakund, and you should see Raghunath Das Goswami, and you should renovate Radhakund and Shamakund under the direction of Raghunath Das Goswami. So this devotee immediately left Badrinath and he came to Brijbhumi, and here he found Raghunath Das Goswami, and Raghunath with great humility accepted his donation and arranged for him to renovate the Radhakund and Shamakund. So the same beautiful lakes that we see now were renovated under the direction of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. First, they made Radhakund, as we see, and then they began to renovate the Shamakund. And one night, just when they were beginning, Maharaj Yudhisthira appeared to Raghunath Das Goswami and told them that myself and my five brothers are always living on the banks of Shamakund in meditation, in the form of trees. Please do not cut us down. So therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami explained to the architects, you cannot cut down these five trees. So it is for this reason that Shamakund is shaped in a very irregular way. And one of those trees is still there, we'll see later. After that time, so many great personalities would come and perform their bhajan here. One of them was Janava Mata, the eternal consort of Lord Sri Nityananda Prabhu. When she came to Vrindavan, she was greeted with great love by all of the Goswamis. In fact, Janava Devi, after Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda left this world, she became the presiding acharya of all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. She was given the most precedence and influence of all. And where we are sitting at this very place, under this tree, is the Vaitak, the sitting place of Janavi Devi, where she performed her bhajan in the ecstasy of love on the banks of Sri Radhakund. And just behind this tree, you'll see there's steps going down. That is where she would take her bath each day in Sri Radhakund. Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
I think there's a lecture going on in there, so we'll start kirtan. We should sing softly until we go by there. We'll go on to the next place. Nitai go premanandi
Keche
Shirave.
He considered these waters to be so pure and so sacred that he did not have the heart to use it for things like cleaning ourselves after our natural functions or cleaning utensils. So he was desiring to have another source of water. So he had some devotees begin to drill a well. And they were digging and digging just next to Shamakund. And as they were digging, they hit a rock. And when they hit that rock, Sirak started to bleed profusely. So the workers, they ran to Raghunath and they said, this rock is bleeding. So Raghunath told them that, do not dig any longer. So that night, in a vision, Lord Sri Krishna appeared to him and explained that the Govardhan Hill is my body. And each part of Govardhan Hill is a different part of my body. And when you were drilling, the drill hit my tongue and caused my tongue to bleed. You should take that tongue out of the well that you dug, and you should enshrine it in a temple so that people could come and have darshan and worship the tongue of Govardhan Hill. Shri Giriraj Maharaj! So here, in this simple but beautiful little temple, is the tongue of Govardhan, which was revealed to Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, and by whose mercy we can all get the blessings of on this very day. We should know that the Lord is a person. When the Lord appears, even in the form of stone, He could reciprocate our love fully, just as in His original form. The Absolute Nature, it is explained, Arache Vishnu Shiladira Gurushu Naramatira Vaishnava Jati Buddhi. That when the Lord appears in the form of a deity, one should never consider that it is simply a piece of stone, but it is Krishna Himself. One who sees the deity in the temple to be made of stone, one who sees the Guru as an ordinary man, one who sees the Vaishnav belonging to any particular sect or caste or any material distinction, that person, it is explained, his consciousness is a consciousness which is coming from hell, Naraka Buddhi. On the basis of the scripture, the sadhu and the guru, we must understand the truth of Krishna's transcendental nature and the transcendental nature of all those things and all those people who have intimate relationship with Krishna. Hariwo. So now let us offer. This is the samadhis, the samadhi mandirs, Mata Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami. They all left their bodies, disappeared from this world, to return to the eternal abode. On the same day of the same month, in various different years. Do you remember just a couple weeks ago? It was the disappearance day of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. And this is the original samadhi mandirs of all three of these great Goswamis.